Do you know that in ancient times that would have been a pyramid?
I wonder if in ancient times when they were building the pyramids, the slaves used to yell, "Hey, chickie, hey, baby."
I can't picture it.
It's a wonder they don't have more accidents considering how they ogle at you when you walk by.
I wouldn't know.
Don't tell me no one's ever ogled at you.
Not that I know of.
No one's ever yelled, "Hey, chickie, hey, baby."
Do you want to go to Saks?
Oh, you've been missing one of the great New York experiences. Walk over there and walk by and I'll be a hard hat.
Oh, this is silly.
Come on.
This is adolescent.
You're gonna love it.
Is this far enough?
Good. Hey, chickie, hey, baby. Give us a kiss. Oh, you're looking good, baby.
Do it again.
Okay. Hey, nice legs, good walk, give me a kiss.
Oh, quit it.
Hard to get, that's good.
As in silks, my Julia goes, da-da, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Anytime.
John Herrick, 1591.
Allie!
I wasn't looking. I promise I wasn't looking.
I know you're studying for midterms and we're not supposed to bother you, but Kate has just shrunk my last pair of decent pants and Dad's picking us up and I have nothing to wear.
Ah, 1674, I get it.
Good. Did you say something, Jen?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Chip.
Hi, Allie.
Chip, your dad's here.
I know, Mom. She's studying.
Good for her. Is your sister ready?
Jenny, are you ready?
Hi, Dad.
Don't look at my pants.
Is Claire in the car?
No.
Is she meeting us at the restaurant?
No, Claire won't be joining us for dinner.
You mean tonight?
No, I mean from now on. Claire and I aren't seeing each other anymore.
Really?
Chip,
really?
Well, let's go.
Good night, Allie.
I'm not supposed to bother her while she's studying for her midterms, Dad.
Oh, so the kids left, huh?
Uh-huh.
Where's Claire dragging them tonight?
Claire and Charles aren't seeing each other anymore.
What? Oh, my God, Claire and Charles aren't seeing each other anymore. And you were just sitting there?
I didn't know I knew. I was studying.
Who dumped who?
I don't know.
I'll bet you anything she dumped him.
It's none of my business.
Aren't you even the teeniest bit happy?
I am not a petty, vindictive person. If you'll excuse me, I have some studying to do. Claire dumped Charles!
That's my girl. Okay, ready.
Ready. Tarsal. Metatarsal.
Good.
Fibia. Tibia. Patella.
Excellent.
Phobia.
No!
I can't memorize this stuff. It's Greek to me.
Latin, actually.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Where'd you eat?
A deli. Chip picked.
No vegetables and people sandwiches.
I had a Bob Newhart and Dad had a Rodney Dangerfield.
I wanted a Mr. T, but they didn't have him yet, so I ate Joey Bishop.
Wonderful.
Well, I guess I'd be going. Good night, gang. It's dark, and I've got a long drive home.
Charles, would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, I'd love one.
Well, bedtime.
What kind?
Whatever you got. Fine with me.
Well, I'm not thirsty. Fine, now if you dump two.
Why do you think I asked him in? So, Charles, how are you?
I'll be fine. How's school going?
Oh, it's going well. I have midterms this week. I'm confident in everything but comparative anatomy.
Boy, you're really doing it, aren't you?
Doing what?
You know, getting your life together, moving forward, studying hard.
Yeah, I guess I am.
I really envy you.
You envy me? Why? Your life's already together.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm just going round and round in circles.
You broke up with Claire, didn't you? I heard you telling the kids.
Yeah. Well, it's probably for the best. We weren't really right for each other. You know me, set my ways.
Well,
that's not so bad.
No, that's because you're set in the same way as I am. We set them together. Claire isn't like we are. Took me 6 months to find that out.
10 months.
Yeah, 10 months. 10 months of acting like a kid. Maybe it's time I grew up.
You know, Charles, I haven't heard you talk like that in a long time.
Well, it's been a long time since we talked.
Yeah. I'm up. Good. Who dumped who?
I don't know.
You were down there an awful long time.
Katie was lovely.
Charles, lovely?
He was defenseless, a whole new Charles.
Uh-oh.
Said Claire was his midlife crisis.
Uh-oh.
Will you stop saying, uh-oh, I know what you're thinking. I am not going to get involved with Charles.
Good. Because your Charles is the same old bag of hot air Charles.
Kate, I don't think it's right to kick a man when he's down.
Did you hear what you just said?
What?
You defended Charles.
Well, you just attacked him.
Uh-oh. I win. I was the first one home.
This is home. That's outside home. I get to shower first.
Oh, that little twerp. Shouldn't you be studying, Allie?
Charles had the kids all weekend. There's no telling what kind of garbage they've been eating. I can study after dinner.
Do what you have to do, Allie.
Mom, what do you say with Dad brought in the car?
Please make him take it back, Mom.
Oh, no. Is it alive?
Better.
Oh, great, Allie. You're home. This is for you.
I don't quite understand, but thank you, Charles.
Can I play with it, Mom?
Anytime, dear.
Great.
Is that his idea of a surrogate husband?
It was from the office.
Oh, it is. It's Mr. Henderson. I should have recognized his teeth.
Patient of yours, Chuck.
Hey, no, Mr. Henderson helped me through skeletal anatomy. I was hoping he would do the same thing for Allie.
Charles, what a thoughtful gift.
For your information, Chuck, I prefer perfume and jewelry.
I'll keep that in mind.
I don't know how to thank you.
Well, I guess I'd better be on my way. There were some reruns on TV tonight I was planning on watching again.
Charles, have you had dinner?
No, I was just going to get a burger on the highway and eat it in the car.
Don't you have dinner with us?
Oh, Allie.
Oh, Kate, there's plenty. Pot roast and baby carrots.
Your glazed baby carrots?
You'll stay?
Only if you promise to have dinner with me and the kids on Wednesday night.
I promise. Kids, set a place at the table for your dad.
Wow, just like the old days.
Eerie, isn't it?
All right, let's all make an agreement. Nobody hides one piece of the puzzle so they can be the one to finish it.
Who would do that?
I would.
You would?
Yeah, I come from a rough neighborhood.
How do we look, guys?
Wow. You look like a page right out of the L.L. Bean catalog. Don't sit down, kids. One wrinkle would ruin the effect.
Let's go.
What are you hurrying for? Your dad's not even here yet, Jen.
We're meeting him at the restaurant.
His service called and said he was running a little late and that he'd meet us by the main course.
What a guy.
You just don't understand doctors, Ted.
True.
Now listen, you and the doctor took a long walk after dinner Sunday night. Let's make it early tonight. You've got comparative anatomy midterms tomorrow.
Will you please give me some credit?
My credit doesn't count. School's does.
Yes, Mom.
Let's go.
I'll wait up.
Night, Mother.
Emma, are you stealing a piece?
It sounded like fun.
Ted, what is taking you so long with the beer?
I hate Skye.
Hi,
kids. Hey, where's your mom?
She went out for a drink with Dad.
An after-dinner drink.
Maybe we'll get married again.
Chip, they're divorced.
Dad loves Mom, just like when I was young. They're getting married.
They're just talking, Chip.
That's right, you guys.
Upstairs into bed, Mom said right now.
I'm going. Good night, Kate, Ted.
Night, sweetie.
Here comes the bride.
Kate, they are just talking, right?
Probably about you, sweetie.
Night.
Night.
Night, Jen.
Well, I guess it's safe to say at this moment in time that Mr. Henderson there has more brains in his head than my roommate.
Lighten up, Mom. She'll be fine.
She's supposed to be studying comparative anatomy.
Well, maybe she is.
You know, it's something I never anticipated. Waking up in the morning and saying to myself, what am I going to be when I grow up? And that's the scary part.
Oh, don't be scared, Allie. I mean, whatever you do, it'll turn out fine. I mean, you've never been a failure at anything.
Really? What about our marriage?
Oh, that wasn't your failure. That was mine. I've wanted to say this to you for a while now, but there never seemed to be enough time. Maybe this is the moment.
What is it?
Allie, I know I've caused you a lot of pain. I'm sorry.
Bong, bong, bong.
Allie, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Where have you been?
We went to the Oak Room for a drink.
Till 3 o'clock in the morning?
Uh-huh. Then we went to the plaza.
Allie, the Oak Room is in the plaza.
Is it? Well, good night.
Wait a minute. Where were you?
Room 703.
You checked in.
Are you shocked?
No.
Aw, come on, be shocked. I was shocked when you went away for the weekend with Max.
Allie, I don't shock as easily as you do. A man in a bathtub with a fistful of live wires doesn't shock as easily as you do.
Please be shocked.
Oh, Allie, it's part of divorce, getting back together, testing the waters.
Don't you even want to know how the waters were?
How were they?
They were fine, just like the old times, except we both enjoyed it.
Hi, Allie. Wow, what are we celebrating?
Charles is coming to dinner.
Again? What are we having?
Charles and I are having Cornish hens. You're going out.
Great. Am I having fun?
The kids are at the movies. I thought maybe you wouldn't want to come home until 10.
Hey, you got your test results back today, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I remember something about that.
How'd anatomy go?
Went.
Meaning?
Meaning I flunked. Okay, you got your wish. Object lesson learned. Let's not flog a dead horse.
I know which end of the horse I'd like to flog. Speaking of which, when's Charles coming? Will you get off his case?
It is not Charles's fault that I didn't study.
Allie, I'm not talking about school here. I'm talking about what you're going to do with the rest of your life.
Maybe this is what I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
Look, I wish with all of my heart that this would work out for you, but I just don't think you see it for what it is.
Night, Kate. Have a good time.
I will, if you won't. It's only me. Keep it all right until I get up the stairs.
Leaving, Kate.
Where's Allie?
Out. We finished dinner. She realized she was out of coffee.
Allie never runs out of coffee.
She ran out of my brand. She went to the corner store to get me some.
The corner store is closed, Chuck.
Well, she'll find it somewhere. You know, Allie, she is so resourceful. Kate, we had a lovely evening. Really lovely.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're having a good time. You mind telling me exactly what's going on with you two?
Well, I don't exactly know, Kate. Boy, things are rough for me at the moment. I mean, Claire and I got to the point where it's either permanent commitment or split up. Well, I'm just up in the air.
What about Allie?
What about her?
I mean, is she up in the air too, or is that just where you plan on leaving her?
Now, hold it a second, Kay. I am not leading Allie on. She is perfectly well aware that I don't know exactly what I want at the moment.
Is she? What about Chip? He's telling all his friends at school that he's moving home with Mom and Dad.
Chip? But I told him... No. Boy, am I confused.
That's pretty obvious, but why don't you be confused on your own time? Clear things up with Claire before you drag your whole family into it.
There's Allie.
I'm out of here.
Hi, I got it. I'm sorry it took me so long. Fifth store I went to. Oh,
good girl.
Thanks, Charles. Kate, you awake? Charles just left. So comfortable down there, just like I never left Connecticut. I know, I did leave Connecticut, and I have a new life now, and it's a good life. But it's scary. I know, it's supposed to be scary. Going back is scary, too. Of course, he hasn't asked me to go back, but I think he might. I don't know what I'll say if he asks me. Easy for you to say. You think that was easy?
Remember, Mom, al dente.
Yeah, I know. I went to high school with the guy. Al dente. Great car. Convertible.
Now it's finished. I'll get the rest of the laundry.
Oh, Emma, you're gonna make some guy a great maid.
Hi, Kate. Where's Allie?
She's still at school. She should be home in about a half an hour or so.
Great. I took your advice. You were dead on the other night.
My advice?
Yep. I decided to get my life in order before I involved Allie and the kids.
After, actually, but who's counting?
I had a long talk with Claire. We sat up all night.
Spare me the gory details.
Okay. We have decided it's time we got married.
You and Claire?
Well, of course.
Of course.
Now, I think the best way to handle this is openly and honestly, so I'm planning on telling Allie tonight. What do you think?
Well, let me put it this way, Charles. Over my dead body.
Wait, she's got to find out sometime.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to stand around and watch you dump my girlfriend the second time.
What are you going to do, buy a shotgun and make me marry Allie?
Well, if you tell her I won't need a shotgun, I'll use my bare hands. Now, look it. You're going to just take the kids to dinner like normal. Then when you get back, if I play my cards right, she'll dump you. You owe her, Charles. She was the dumpy the last time.
What are you going to tell her?
Something brilliant.
Like what?
I don't know. Something brilliant. That's what I got to do. Think of something brilliant.
Come on,
get out of here. What, Charles?
I need the kids.
Oh, yeah. Jenny, Chip! Hi. So, school go all right today? Huh? You know that place with the big buildings, ivy all over it, filled with smart people? School?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, are you okay?
I've been thinking.
About?
I feel as though someone has lifted a bell jar off my head, like I've been under glass. You know, for the past 10 months, I've really been lost. And now I feel as though I'm back on the track with Charles.
That's not a track, that's a rut.
But it fits.
Does it? Maybe you just want it to fit.
What do you mean?
Well, I have this pair of shoes, high heels. They're old. I always wear them a lot because they really look like me, but they're small. Anyway, I wear them anyway, and now I've developed calluses, so I don't even notice how tight they feel. But then when I get home, I look at my feet, and I notice how they're making my calluses worse. But I won't throw them away. I guess it's just because I'm afraid that I won't find a pair that I like as much. So I keep on wearing them. You know what I'm talking about, Al?
Your red shoes with the bow, right?
Oh, don't be dim.
I know, you're talking about Charles. But he's lonely.
I know. He's just going through what you already went through.
First few months alone are murder.
Well, you ought to know. You handled them beautifully.
I did.
Of course you did.
Thank you. Charles didn't have a prayer. I mean, he went from me right into another relationship.
Right, and now he's going from Claire right back to you. Poor Charles is never going to be able to find out who he is or what he wants to be. Like you did.
I did.
Of course you did.
Thank you. But I can help him.
Of course, and you know just what kind of help to give him.
Yeah. What?
Well, time. Like you had.
Exactly. Charles just needs some time, and I'm the one to give it to him. How?
Just by putting the brakes on a little, that's all. Slowing things down a little bit.
You're right. I must give Charles time.
Allie, you're a saint.
You didn't see me at the plaza. The thing is, Charles, I know you're lonely. And when you're lonely, you slip into things that are comfortable. But that's not necessarily a good thing to do. I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't. How's that?
I like him better than Charles.
No, the speech.
Oh, the speech? Fine.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Hi. I'll be up to tuck you in a minute.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Mom, Dad, Kate.
Good night.
Good night, Kate.
Charles, I'd like to have a word with you, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Well, I hope you feel that way later. Coffee?
Oh, I'd love some.
The thing is, Charles, in the past week, Well, you know what we've done in the past week.
Yes.
But do you know why we've done it?
Why do you think?
I think we've done it because we're a little scared.
Are we?
I think so. Brandy?
Oh, yes, that would be nice.
I'm scared of my new life, school, my independence, and all the things that I'm supposed to want, even though they feel so strange. But I think you're scared, too.
Of what?
Of being alone.
I think you're right.
And you know, Charles, it's okay to feel scared. I know, I've been there. But it's important to feel the pain and to not try and stop it, because only after the pain is gone can you know what you really want.
Meaning, if it's you I want.
Or you I want.
Well, of course.
I'm not the person I was, Charles, and I may not be the person you want after the pain is gone. I know I'm saying this badly.
No, you're saying this beautifully.
Thank you. We mustn't rush things, Charles. We've got to take our time, feel our feelings, and then later, if we still feel something for each other, then we should do something about it.
I think you're right.
You do?
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you think I'm right. I'm so glad I think I'm right. I'm just so glad.
You know, you still babble even now that you're wise.
No. Not wise. Wiser. Charles, if you ever need me, I'm here.
Thank you, Allie. For everything.
Wiser. I'm very happy for you, Charles, truly. Yeah, you're welcome. Charles is getting married. He rebounded right into Claire's arms.
You don't say.
You knew.
Yeah.
When did you know?
Before.
You mean he told you before he told me and you didn't tell me?
I didn't want him to dump you. I wanted you to dump him.
So you manipulated me like a child?
Yeah.
What were you doing, trying to spare me my dignity?
Yeah.
I have only one word for you.
Yeah?
Thanks.
You're welcome. You upset about Charles?
Nah, it's over.
It's not over till the fat lady sings.
She's singing at the wedding.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, and things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.